humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessings on this council, direct and prosper our deliberations to the glory and welfare of the people of this shire and throughout Australia. Amen. I'd like to Lockhart Shire Council acknowledges the traditional custodians of the land, the Wiradjuri people, and pays respect to elders past, present and future, and extends the respect of all First Nations people in the Lockhart Shire. In accordance with clause 3.21 of the Lockhart Shire Council Code of Meeting Practice, councillors are reminded of their oath or affirmation of office made under section 233A of the Act and their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to disclose and appropriately manage conflicts of interest. I'd also remind Council that the and Council officers and visitors that in accordance with clause 5.33 of the Lockhart Shire Code of Meeting Practice, the proceedings of the Council meetings are recorded and an audio recording of each Council meeting is made available on the Council's website. Apologies, we have none. You're back, Gail. We have a request for a leave of absence.
Yes, but I hope I can zoom in or Skype
with this. So you hope to do it by video link? Rightio.
I think we normally require a resolution for that as well, Mr. Mayor. So it's not a request for leave of absence, it's a request to participate remotely at the June meeting.
So would someone like to move that Councillor Day be allowed to attend by video link? Thank you, Councillor Matthews. Councillor Driscoll, all those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Confirmation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of the 17th of April 2023. Councillor Day. Councillor Walker. I'll put that. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Declarations of pecuniary and non-pecuniary interests. None? Okay. Before I move on to the mayoral minute, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome to our newest staff member, Jessie Rapley. Jessie is going to be the new Manager of Planning and Environment. And Jessie, I can say with all sincerity, you're most welcome to the staffing. And have you met all the councillors?
Yes.
Jane, did you meet?
No.
All right, this is Councillor Jane Hunter.
From Huron Creek.
All right.
From Omega.
Okay. So I'm sure you'll get plenty of questions as you develop in your role here. So again, officially, welcome you to Lockhart Shire. And also thanks for Nenno for stepping in for Sarah today, and so be gentle. If she's not, she Ark puts her hand up, you know, you just might have to stop. All right. Thank you. The mayoral minute. I hope you've all read the mayoral minute, because this will impact significantly on us, and I think we have been asked to write to the Treasurer and a few other ones, including our local member, vigorously objecting to the imposition of the the scrapping of the subsidy, I guess, that they used to cover. So the recommendation is that Council writes to the Treasurer, the Minister for Emergency Services, the Minister for Local Government and the local state member, A, expressing Council's strong opposition to the New South Wales Government last minute decision to impose an enormous emergency services levy cost increase on councils for 23-24 by scrapping the ESL subsidy for councils, and B, noting that as a consequence of the unannounced 73% increase in the state emergency service budget and an 18% increase in the fire and rescue budget, Council's 3.7% rate increase to provide essential community services and infrastructure has been significantly eroded. C, advising advising that the government's decision may lead to a reduction in important local services and or the cancellation of necessary infrastructure projects. D, calling on the New South Wales government to take immediate action to 1, restore the ESL subsidy in 23-24, 2, urgently introduce legislation to decouple the ESL from the rate peg to enable councils to recover the full cost, 3, develop a fairer, more transparent and financially sustainable method of funding critically important emergency services in consultation with local government, 2, council writes to the President of the New South President of Local Government New South Wales seeking the Association's ongoing advocacy to bring about relief in the burden of Council's emergency services contribution. And 3, Council writes to the Chair of the Independent Pricing and Regulatory Tribunal, IPART, advising that Council's forced emergency services contribution is manifestly disproportionate to the 23-24 rate cap, which has resulted in additional financial stress. Somebody like to move? Councillor Sharp, seconded Councillor Driscoll.
With a question.
Yes, Councillor.
Mr. Mayor, I spoke to Dr. Joe at the trivia night at Huron Creek a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling me there are 12 members of the crossbench and that we were going to lose this emergency levy. And I forgot, I didn't think to ask him, couldn't he get enough support from those 12 people to stop it? Do you know, presumably enough of them must have voted with the government to pass it? Or is nobody trying to stop it?
Well, I would have to defer to the General Manager, but I would think that it's this is just a budgetary decision.
It wouldn't come to a vote.
It would only be a budgetary decision.
Yeah. Right.
Has this been passed as a law?
Well, it was only a subsidy that was put in by the previous government for the last couple of years. That was all. They've only paid that in the last 2 years.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mayor, if I can just clarify this, there's two parts that impact on us to lead to the increase in net cost to us. One is the removal of the subsidy, which the previous government introduced a couple of years ago, and you might recall they offered to pay the increase in the ESL provided we promised to remain in a JO for 2 years. But now the new government has, you know, withdrawn that subsidy, so that's one thing. And then, of course, the other part is just the overall increase in the budget for SES, RFS and New South Wales Fire and Rescue. And, you know, I don't know that that could be decoupled from the rest of the budget bills that go into Parliament.
Councillor Driscoll?
There's no mention of, like, we're a member of ReRoc for a reason. Why aren't we also getting them involved in this, like, in the recommendation?
Well, I'm sure your ReRoc will be making...
So we don't need to make a special note?
No, ReRoc's already, I think, made a statement on that issue through the chair of ReRoc.
Mr. Mayor, I can confirm that, yeah, ReRoc's issued a media release about it, joining the statewide campaign. They have been collecting data from each individual member council as to how it impacts on their budget, so they continue their advocacy. And it was pretty active last time around as well.
Okay. Yeah. Councillor Matthews.
In number D, part two, it's very important, urgently introduce legislation to decouple ESL from the rate peg, because, you know, obviously when they're going to apply additional costs to us, it would be a far better outcome for us to, if we've had a $500 increase, $300, $200 increase, if we actually put it into the rates without necessarily worrying about the rate peg. It would make a lot of sense to do that.
Well, I think prior to the government introducing that subsidy, we had asked that it be shown separately on the rate notice, and it was a government charge, not a council charge, and they wouldn't allow us to do that at that time, I think, correctly, Mr. General Mayor?
Mr. Mayor, there was a time where the government was moving towards doing exactly that, and there was a lot of work done over a period of time, including or councillors in New South Wales, you know, getting software updates to their accounting systems to make it happen and all that kind of thing. And then at the 11th hour, the government just pulled the pin on the whole proposal and we remained stuck with the same arrangements.
But I think that's sort of, you know, if we can't get it, the subsidy we put in again, that's where we've got to go to. We've got to attack in that area.
Yeah.
Right.
Councillor Day?
I just want to ask why they've done this in terms of the fact that the councils have already put the budgets for the year ahead. Why have they done it right now? I just don't quite get it.
Well, I suppose if you're going to make an unpopular decision, you make it in the first year of your government. I really don't know. And I think that's the reason that all the councillors are petitioning to at least get a meeting with the Treasurer and put our case and whatever. I think this was only alluded to when in the first meeting of the country mayors had a meeting with the new minister, I think, and he told them that they weren't going to pay. So there wasn't much forewarning that this was going to happen. Councillor Marsden?
I think it's because it's run out of time, the ESL, you know, that two-year contract, I think that's why they didn't renew it. I'll go back to what Councillor Matthews said. So we've got to, instead of having the separate, we've got to incorporate into our rates. And therefore, we can't improve our rates by any more than what IPART say. And so we've got to take it out of our reserves or whatever.
That's right.
To back it, which doesn't seem right.
Hence the increase in our budgeted deficit.
Yeah. I don't know why they want this. At least if we have to do it, we can put it on the rates as a government charge.
I know. But they'd hate to think that they're cost shifting to local government.
I'd not say that.
Okay, further questions? Comments? All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Report on mayoral and councillor activities. Did we not get my. Oh, it's up there. Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful.
I think Councillor Day might have had a bit of an update in relation to hers.
Right. So, Councillor Day, did you want to give an update on?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to put an amendment in if I could. On the 4th of the 3rd, 2023, there was the Lockhart Gymnasium Working Group meeting, which was excellent. The community was consulted, informed about the proposed project, and there was community consultation, and there was a great need for the gymnasium to be known as a great big group of people. And the other one was that thank you to Lockhart Council for the professional development. I'm undertaking a training course in domestic violence from the council's perspective, and I'm doing that over 3 Mondays.
So you're just making an addition to your. Right, so did you get that, Nana?
Yes,
thank you. All right, any other councillors? Councillor Matthews?
Yeah, the also on 27 T, the ESC, we have that plan. First and fifth, Progress Association AGM. Second, the Show Society. Great result in the end for the Save the Show. And the again on the 9th, the TEDSC meeting.
Okay. You might make a quick note so that you can hand those to Nana, she can include them in there. Okay, thank you. No one else? Councillor Hunter?
The Anzac Day service at Huron Creek on the 25th.
Good.
And the Pro
Patria. Patria.
Trivia and fundraising night on the 29th of the 4th, we came second.
Oh, yeah.
Councillor Sharp didn't.
Didn't you?
You lost in the spelling, did you?
I hope my wine sold well at the auction.
It did.
All right, thank you. Urgent matters, there are. Oh, somebody like to move all those reports be received. Thank you, Councillor Sharp. Councillor Walker, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Urgent matters, there are nil. Notices of motion, there are nil. Committee reports. Minutes of the Tourism and Economic Development Steering Committee held on 9th of May 2023. I assume you've all read through those. I'm very interested in our sister city shop. Councillor Matthews, would you like to expand a little on...
The meeting the other night was decided that we move a motion that we would go forward with the sister city. The, I've already had some contact with the mayor of Texas. This is Texas, obviously.
Lockhart, Texas.
And he's very keen, very enthusiastic on it. And so the next step, if the tourism committee was to go along with this, for the mayor's to correspond. My thoughts were that you can do three, maybe four things with a sister city. You can look at economic development, you can look at tourism, but I think the most important one for me is education, is the education component. I've spoken to the headmasters of all our open schools and said, if this was to happen, what would you think? And they're very enthusiastic about it. I think to develop that as part of the curriculum with all the equipment they have these days would be absolutely fantastic. So they're sitting back waiting to find what's going to happen. If on the other two things, I have spoken to the Ag Bureau within Lockhart, and they would be very interested in talking about that. And also, I think one of the councils is very excited about the fact that they might talk about his emus over there as well. So I think there is some, but I think that the education was where it will start from, it will be taken from. So if we can get a, obviously a recommendation vote on the night and goes ahead, I would like to sort of recommend that we organise a meeting between the mayor and the principals of the schools to sit down and talk about what they need. So when you go to the man over in Mr. Lou White, that you'll have that information developed through the education. So I think it's very exciting.
So there is no mention of a trip by the GM and the mayor to cement this relationship at all, was it?
Our federation show has a sister city relationship with a Japanese Mikey, I think it's the bus people in Melbourne, but Mikey. What happens that every, I think it's every 2 years, the kids from Kingo over there, what happens to the kids, they went to Japan, they pay for their own way, they get billed out when they get there, so it's at no cost to the council. We talked about the cost component of things, apart from getting together with a celebration with the big hats come over from Texas, we don't know any other costs, so I'm sure the mayor will pay for his own way. So.
Good on you, thank you. Now, what's council's thoughts on that?
Just have a look where it is.
We got nothing to lose and a bit to gain. Schools want to run with it. Should have enough of the communication set up so they can talk to each other and do things.
Yep.
I don't know that we have to do a great deal.
Does anyone object? No one objects? All right, well, we'll carry on through. Thanks. Okay. Any other items out of there that we need to discuss?
Just one thing, Mr. Mayor. We've lost a few committee members. We're down three people on what we'd like to be, and nobody appears to be forthcoming to want to come and join us. So I don't know, perhaps councillors can canvass people that they think might be interested. I don't know.
So where are we short people from?
Huron Creek.
Right.
And yeah, Brent Alexander just resigned, so I don't know, I guess he's Osmond, you'd say. I don't know, we're all on.
So they're all out of B riding?
Yes.
Right. Right. Well, maybe councillors might have to do some lobbying in that area to get...
I think we've got enough councillors on there. I think it's got to be councillors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm happy to forego somebody else.
No. You're doing a wonderful job there. Thank
yeah,
you, councillor.
Riveting.
Can't move off that committee until there's a new election, I think. That's in 24.
Sorry.
All right.
No, we need more.
There's three. How many councillors?
Three.
Four
of us. Yeah.
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 No, we just need more people.
Okay, so we have that. Recommendation that the minutes of the Tourism Economic Development Steering Committee be received and the recommendations therein be adopted. Do I have a mover?
Yes.
Councillor Marsden, seconder. Councillor Walker, questions? Or I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Thank you, councillors. Delegates' reports. We have the Riverina Joint Organisation report, the Riverina Eastern Regional Organisation of Councils report, and we have the Riverina Water board meeting. It's in your papers. I just have a question in respect of the Riverina Water one. Does it just come to council here? Is there any reason it can't be distributed electronically to the councillors so that we can read it before the... I thought it was at one stage, but I haven't received it for a while. And I was only mentioning to our delegate to Riverina Water that I hadn't seen the report. And she said she'd look straight into that. So, very good. Okay. Recommendations that the delegates' reports be received. Thank you, Councillor Walker. Councillor Matthews. Questions? Comments? I'll put that. All those in favour say aye. Sorry? Oh, you had a question. Sorry. Councillor Driscoll.
Just a really quick one. If the Rib Joe is in hiatus, how come we still have meetings and reports from that?
Mr. General Manager, I'm sure you'll explain that.
When the decision was taken to place the JO in hiatus, it was agreed that it would do that from 1 July because at the time there were a number of projects and things that needed to continue on. After 1 July, we'll probably still have a minimum number of meetings only from a purely compliance point of view, not to be actually undertaking any activities.
So those three points that are there,
correct. Where the JO was doing a lot of advocacy, ReRock will continue to do that, as it did before the JOs were formed.
Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Matthews.
Just quickly about ReRock, a bit of background there. ReRock, it's a little bit Tomra, of course. Tomra with regards to the return to Earth. What's happened is that sort of Victoria's coming on board fairly soon with their own container crisis then, and there's been millions and millions and millions of millions of cans coming across the border from Victoria, which is going to mean that when they start coming across the border from Victoria, there'll be a shortage in New South Wales. I would imagine they will then start to look up the areas that are off the road. So it's only a matter of time we're going to do it. I have a contact there who I talk to occasionally.
Thank you. A bit like the pokies. All right, I'll put that then. We have a mover and a seconder. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Status report, Procy of correspondence issued. So I'm moving through page 11. Councillor Hunter.
I'm just asking when we have these policies on exhibition, they're now complete, do you get many submissions? Did you get any submissions for?
Sorry, what was this one on?
On the firewood and the mowing, and also generally, on average, when you have these policies out on public exhibition, do you get a lot of submissions? Does it really depend on what it is?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, certainly depends on what it is. Generally, not, but I think in these two cases there have been. At least I'm aware of some in relation to the collection of firewood. But they are still on exhibition, so we haven't reached the closing date, which is why it won't come back before you again until the June Council meeting. And any time we do receive submissions, those submissions are tabled when the report comes back to you for adopting the policy. So even if there are no submissions, we still wait for the public exhibition period to be over to bring the matter back to Council report that there haven't been any submissions and then recommend adoption of the policy. But where there are any, obviously they're tabled and summarised in the same report.
Thank you.
Councillor Sharp?
Yeah, unfortunately I missed the last meeting when this firewood policy was discussed. And I just wonder from a fire perspective whether it's such a good idea or not. I know the deal's done, but that was just what I was thinking.
No, the deal's not done.
Well,
the policy was out on exhibition. Council still has to make a decision whether it implements it.
Yeah, I just wondered from a fire perspective along the roadside whether to leave all the wood there is such a good thing. That was all.
Mr. Director, do you want to comment?
Yeah, certainly through you, Mr. Mayor. I guess that is one consideration. It's such a small component compared to the majority of land that's been cleared. It was more in terms of road safety of having residents pull up besides the road was more of a hazard than, say, a fire hazard, I guess, where the liability would fall back to council because we are issuing a permit saying it's okay for someone to do that, plus also the ecological impacts of having people remove habitat and also trample what could be used and left behind. That, I think that was probably the main concerns from council, but as the, as Ben's mentioned, it is still on exhibition and we have had submissions from people from both sides of the argument.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor, if I can just clarify one thing as well in case I've created some confusion myself. In the status report where I've put on exhibition, complete, that's really referring to the action out of that particular resolution, which was to place it on exhibition. Obviously, there'll be another report at the next meeting, which will generate another action.
I just thought it was very efficient for the council to have that done the 28th
day. No, it's not closed, and it'll come before you again at the June council meeting.
Okay. Everyone happy? Right. Moving through to page 12. Some of these items are coming up later. Item page 13. Councillor Driscoll.
Just on the medical centre at the Rock, has it saying there that it's still in negotiations? That's been quite a while. Has there been no resolution?
Mr. Director Corporate.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Mr. Councillor Driscoll. After the report went to us, the council meeting, which was where it was tabled, council went back to Rock Medical Centre, and they just sat on it, and I tried to instigate feedback. What am I going to say, Dr. Mr. Jim? The council basically agreed in principle what they were asking, and they tried to come back and sort of,
change that.
And that took a fair while for them to get back to us. Then they've sent it to their, so they ended up agreeing on an amount, which was less than $1,500, but it says up to $1,500. They've put it to their solicitor, and their solicitor have come back to us with five things that they want to modify. Their solicitors actually sent it to our solicitors, which our solicitors weren't involved in the process. But then, since then, because of the nature of the things they want to adjust, we've actually engaged McLeod Fox to progress those discussions.
And the reason I ask is, they haven't really been giving 100% of a service to the Rock anyway. There's often a doctor not there or it's inconsistent service. So is there some way we can ensure that the service they give for the pittance of money they want to pay is in those five things that they seem to want to bring up?
Yeah, look, could talk to our solicitor, but I'm probably guessing that that's probably going to be a challenging clause to include, and then who monitors it. And look, I understand where you're coming from, but I probably think that's going to be a challenging sort of clause to insert and monitor.
They were on the, oh, I don't want to extend this any further, but they were on the telly last night. Saying, you know, that they're an exemplary practice across, you know, the state or the nation.
Well, I've got to disagree with you. Being a patient of that medical centre, I think they give very good service.
Have you spoken to Mark White?
Who's Mark White?
The
chemist. Oh, sorry. No. I haven't spoken to Mark. But yeah, I'm a patient of Mark's too, so he does well out of me. It's look, no. As far as I'm concerned, I've found them problem that I would say is that they continually change their doctors because they do put a lot of trainees and whatever through this because they're part of the university, you know, GP training program. But
can I suggest you have a chat tonight?
Yeah. Well, you know, surprisingly, because I'm in there all the time. Well, not all the time, but I'm there on a regular basis. I would support. He may have, he's probably got a few other issues on his mind now about the new change to the prescription things. But look, nobody's really come to me and said, and I'm, both my wife and I are regular members of the practice, so, and we've never had a problem, A, seeing a doctor, getting in to see a doctor, or getting our vaccinations, or your pathology is there, it's all there. For a town full of a lot of pensioners, it's a very good service. And they bulk bill. One of the few places that bulk bill.
Well, there's been differing opinions on that. That's great that you're getting great service, but there are a number of people who are not now going to that practice because they couldn't assure that there would be a doctor there, to know what doctor. And the local chemist isn't exactly all that good. So
well, my suggestion to them, if they go to Wagga, can they ring up on most days and get in on that day? The wait times for most surgeries anywhere is...
My point is, though, they are quibbling over a very minor amount of money for to rent a premises, and I would assume that there would be some kind of consistency in what they're doing or giving as a service. So...
Seeking the previous lease was 10 years,
yep.
And they're seeking another further 10 years.
And the lease hasn't gone up.
The lease is CPI'd each year, annually.
Yeah, why are they whinging?
Because we discussed putting it up more. And it was quite a discussion about it.
I tend to agree with Councillor Driscoll, because they're crying over a lease.
Well, I hope I mentioned it. They have agreed on a lease amount, but there's some other clauses in the lease that they are now sort of questioning and want to adjust. And we've just got Matt Fox to discuss that and go back to them with our thoughts.
Is it a secret how much they agreed to?
$1,200 plus CPI.
So still with the CPI?
Yep.
Maybe if we're in with the lawyers then, maybe there's a chance to put something in there then that's not going to be signed off that quickly then. I think so.
For those of us here earlier, I recall the time when we had trouble retaining a doctor in Lockhart and the problem we went through to keep a doctor in Lockhart. It was... We don't have many people knocking the door down to come out and set up a practice in the Rock.
That's statewide.
That's
a statewide problem. I mean, doctors.
We do have a real GP shortage throughout the country.
That's
yeah.
Just because we've got got one. Yeah.
Yeah,
but now
also,
it doesn't mean you won't get another one, though.
I agree with
we don't need another one because we've got one there. But we don't know what the market's like for another one.
Mm. But we also built a special medical centre here for the doctor. Then he decided not to take it up.
Yep.
You know? So it was... It can be fraught.
Yeah, I don't think we want to be the ones seen to turn the doctor away over $300 or $400 a month.
No.
I think with the bulk billing and all that, we're just going to have to wear something different.
Councillor Matthews.
I agree. We must, with all these things, we must tread carefully, especially when doctors are involved. Tread carefully because it's a personal thing. You can see tonight, you know, you're not very happy with me. Do you think he's a good bloke? And that happens everywhere. I know people that work there as a doctor here, right? And I wouldn't be able to keep making before. And no matter how good or bad they may have been, it's an opinion that people have. But it's a, but I would imagine that sort of, my suggestion, I don't think it's the council role to get involved in what potentially is a very emotional issue and people making decisions on whether they like doctors, whether they don't like doctors. It's a fraud game. But when there's another way around, whether or not the pharmacist could actually have a questionnaire, if you like it, whether you don't, take care of the doctor, and sort of, you know, that get a few people in there.
No, I have nothing against the doctor. I have nothing against any of the doctors that go there. I am relaying problems around the service, as in when the doctor's there, how often they're there. The doctors have a great reputation that go there. I mean, that's not the point. It's the service that they're providing.
But you're saying some of them are left now. They've gone. Some of the patients have left gone somewhere else. There's indication of that. You'll lose business.
With the service, yeah. Not with the doctors. There is no complaint about the doctors whatsoever. I don't want that in any kind of message for the questioning.
Well, I think as long as they've agreed to amount now, let the lawyers settle on the on the terms and conditions. And the winners out of this will be the lawyers. Mm. Okay, moving along.
Page 13, Mr. Upton.
Yeah.
Bush, we're up to at the moment. Bush, we're waiting on cabinets which are installed Friday. That's all we are waiting for on from this end. So Bush is ready to go when the cabinets go in, which is good.
Well, great stuff.
Excellent.
Page 14.
I did have a question for that one. The Rock Community Centre authorised evaluation. Which was the one to do with the? Was one to do with the car park? And this is the do with the community. So has the community center been given a tick off yet, or is it still in the waiting game? I mean, in terms of the
purchase of the land one.
Not the purchase of the land one, but the actual.
Yeah.
The purchase of the land one. We're going to do it now. We're talking about making a car park, right? So we've made a car park before.
No. Mr. General Manager.
So in relation to the land that we agreed to purchase from the Uniting Church for the purpose of a community centre, which is, I think, what this one relates to, there's been no further progress. The ball's been in the Uniting Church's court for a very long time, and despite numerous follow-ups, we've never really had a yes or a no, so that hasn't progressed. In the meantime, Council might be aware, we have pursued the establishment of a community centre at the Rock Rec Ground. We did that by when we put our draft plan of management on public exhibition, which we're required to do for all our Crown Reserves. After the exhibition, Council made some amendments to the draft plan of management that would authorise the establishment of a community centre at the Rock Rec Ground. It was necessary to put in the plan of management because currently it's a reserve for public recreation, and you wouldn't have otherwise be able to use it for that purpose unless we get it into a plan of management. The issue is still with the Crown Lands Office. They have said they came back to us with the question about whether we have a valid native title pathway to be able to add this additional use to what's essentially a reserve for public recreation. We believe we do have that valid pathway. We've done the homework and the research, and we believe we do. but as part of the process, we have to notify certain native title holder bodies and give them 28 days to comment, and we're currently in that period. When that's over, we'll be going back to the Crown Lands Office to get their further advice. What I'm expecting is that they will probably at the very least ask us to place the draft plan of management back on exhibition one more time with that amendment in it. Because the first time we had it on exhibition, that wasn't in there. It's a change we made as a result of submissions that we received during the exhibition period. There's a deadline in the funding deed, as they all do, but you know that's still a fair way down the track, I believe. Yeah.
Is that okay? Thank you. All right. Page 14. Page 15. Yes.
Just to thank the Director of Corporate Services for ensuring that the toilets have been cleaned at the Rock Recreation Ground. And Craig, I did check them out, and they're much better than what they were. Maybe the weather might be helping as well. And thank you very much.
Very good. 17.
Yes.
18. 19. And the correspondence received. Recommendation that the status report and correspondence Precy be received. Councillor Day, Councillor Sharp. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Staff reports. Item 1, Phase 4 Local Roads and Community Infrastructure Grants Program. Executive summary there is that we've got $846,000 in the first lot and $488,000 which the second lot, which is primarily just for roads. So there's a recommendation at a councillor workshop be to consider projects that could be funded under Phase 4 of the LRCI Grants Program, be convened once the Phase 4 program guidelines have been released. Have a mover. Councillor Sharp, Councillor Walker. And any questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 2, request for financial assistance, the Rock Golf Club. There's a request for a $20,000 interest-free loan and a grant of $24,000. The recommendation is that council provide an interest-free loan in the amount of $20,000 to the Rock Golf Club for its acquisition of a second-hand tractor with the front-end loader and a contribution of $18,000 towards clubhouse improvements pursuant to Section 356 of the Local Government Act. Have a mover. Councillor Walker, seconder. Councillor Driscoll, questions, comments?
With regards to the solar panels, obviously the plan is to not include the solar panels in this. We're in the process of Lockhart here, we're doing some work with solar upcoming, I think, is there not? We've got some work to be done. I think it was going to be, there was talk about transferring out of consolidated revenue because we get our money back because it saves money. I wonder whether this could be a similar sort of approach. They save money by the solar, right? And maybe that would give them the opportunity that if we fund it for them, but on the basis that the savings from the solar comes back through to pay for it. Is there any logic in that?
Mr. Director.
Yes, through you, Mr. Mayor. So as we've talked about the real benefit of solar at the moment, because you get such a low feedback into the grid, the real benefit is if you're able to use that energy during the middle of the day on a regular basis, that's where you really get significant savings and you have a short payback time. So unless, you know, if the Rock Golf Club has a lot of use and they're going to be using that solar at the time it's being generated, then a financial case would stack up. So similar to all other council buildings, operations like treatment plants, things like that, where you're running pumps, if you can use electricity during the day whilst being generated, because you get very little, if the majority of the solar that you're producing is just going back into the grid.
So the golf club wouldn't be necessarily during the day, but sort of then it's not every day. Not
correct. So that extends your payback period, because
so
you're only getting a fifth or less than what you are.
Just on that, that solar panels will feed the observatory and the show society, so because it's all the same meter, so it's not just the one entity, it's the whole.
Yeah, through this, I think it's still the same unless it's routinely being used in the middle of the day.
Yeah,
times all
that
supply, your payback period is going to be, you know, a very long time compared to if you can use that solar during the day in another site.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's just,
Okay. Thank you. Any further questions? If not, I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Alright. Item 3, appointment of Section 355 committees. The recommendation is that Council 1 establish the Lockhart Golf Course Management Committee pursuant to Section 355 of the Local Government Act and delegate to that committee care, control and management of the Lockhart Golf Course, being part Crown Reserve 620047, as shown on the attached plan pursuant to Section 377 of the Local Government Act, and 2, establish the Lockhart Airstrip Management Committee pursuant to Section 355 of the Local Government Act and delegate to that committee care, control and management of the Lockhart Airstrip and that part of Crown Reserve and hangars, being part of Crown Reserve 620047, as shown on the attached plan on which the hangars are situated pursuant to Section 377 of the Local Government Act. Do I have a move? Councillor Rockcliffe. Councillor Walker. Questions? Comments? Question, Councillor Matthews.
There isn't actually a committee of the Lockhart Airstrip as at yet. They've had one meeting, they met down there, went down there, had a little walk. There was Jimmy Morgan there and Richard Kahn there, a few of the fires were there. They haven't tried to establish a committee, they've only had this group get together. I'm just not sure whether they're at the point now of being able to be in a position to step into a 355 role. I just think that there needs to be a few extra steps taken before they get. I think they can get there, but I think there needs to be a. They want to have a meeting with the Director of Engineering. They'd like to have. There's a few other people being talked to at the moment that are coming on board as well. So I think, I'm not sure whether you can split a recommendation, but if there was any way of being able to postpone the Lockhart one, just the airstrip one, just for a little while, they're hoping to have a meeting probably because a lot of them on the. Putting the crops in anyway, it's not an ideal time for them to do all this. So early July, it would be great if we could, late June, early
this
July.
Is only a recommendation to establish. There's not a time frame on it.
No, I'm just asking for sort of a bit of time for sort of to establish the committee, because to step into a 355 committee without any preparation at all, I think it's going
to be. All this does is give council the approval to establish the committee.
Exactly.
It doesn't say
yeah.
when it has to be done.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. There's not a committee
to. No, but to give council, otherwise we would still have to establish that via council. So if it's July, it's July.
Right. So we're not pushing them at all.
It's not going to cause an issue for council, is it?
Three.
Only for funding, would it?
Three, Mr. Mayor, just to add to Councillor Matthews. So I suppose Councillor Matthews has been dealing with X, Y, and Z. I've been dealing with Jackson Strong. He is very keen to get a 355 committee going. He's more than happy to help the others with it. And that was, you know, discussed and based on the premise that probably the Director of Engineering and or myself would probably be on that committee initially to help them walk through it and establish it and guide them and, you know, mentor them and do all that. So there'll be, you know, there will be significant, considerable council, input to help them, as we did with the Rock Showground and Racecourse or Golf Club Committee when they first established. We worked with them and went to their meetings to help them, you know, establish and get going. So, we're sort of adopting that sort of same principle to hopefully get there. But as you said, there's no time frame, but we'll sort of work towards that.
Yeah, look, we have been talking to different people. The people I've been talking to are not of the same opinion. But I think the point that we got here is that when we originally discussed this, we thought the reason why we'd extend the lease was to establish a working group, right? And this is the development of the working group, which is what we want to see happen. We all want to see that happen. So if there's not a time frame, not under too much pressure, I think the first meeting that they have will be an interesting one. But sort of, Jackson, the impression of being, we won't get down the track. The major thing, now, we agree with all that, and I don't have a problem with that. And if it doesn't, it doesn't have to be split because they're not quite ready to go. We'll get them ready to go when the time's right. Thank you very much.
I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Strategic direction C, an environment that is respected and protected. Item 4, review of FOGO collection. The recommendation that council notes a report. Do I have a mover? Councillor Day, thank you. Councillor Matthews. Questions or comments?
Just one. How much tonnage did we work out that on, like, for the quote to cart it away and all that sort of thing?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I'd have to check the figures, but I worked it out off our annual report from last year, how much we actually had. I'm happy to provide that after the report if you want.
Oh, that's all right, just because it's sort of a number there and it sort of doesn't have, like, a quantity or anything like that.
No, I'm happy to provide that.
No worries, thank you.
Put that then, all those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Item 5, variation to development control plan for DA46-23. Recommendation is that council grant consent for a variation to the Lockhart development control plan for DA46-23, thereby permitting a decreased building line setback of 1 metre for the proposed new shed at 64 Urena Street, The Rock. Do I have a mover? Councillor Driscoll. Councillor Marsden. Questions? No questions. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Engineering and Environmental Services Report, Item 6, the Executive Summary. The recommendation is... Do I get there? Recommendation notes the information provided in the Engineering and Environmental Services Report. B, convene a workshop to be held on 19th of June at 4 p.m. to discuss the integrated water cycle management plan and scoping study for the Lockhart sewage treatment plant. C, endorse the submission of an EOI under the Growing Regional Economies Fund, enabling infrastructure services in Pritchard Place. Have a mover. Councillor Walker, Councillor Rockcliffe. Questions? I have a question. Thank you for the list of where we're going to spend our monies. Any idea how much we're spending in each of those rates?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I do have the figures and I can also provide those to council.
That'd be great if you could provide those to all the councillors. Councillor Day.
Just a question, Director of Engineering. Appreciate the fact that you're doing all those roads. That's a huge effort. But one of the farmers there near Faigunya, they say it's almost, it's just in a diabolical state. And I know it's going to be done next year, but I just wondered if there could be something done for that road right now, because it's just, they can't really go on if they tell me anymore.
So we're talking about something other than this issue?
Yes,
well, that really should be a thing for questions and statements. Thank you. Okay. put that. We have a mover and a seconder. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 7, proposed speed limit changes, Green Street, Lockhart. We have a recommendation that Council seeks community feedback on a proposal to reduce the speed limit to 40k in Green Street, Lockhart between Urena Street and Matthews Street. Do I have a mover? Councillor Matthews, Councillor Day. Questions?
I have a question, Mr. Mayor. It's not actually on this, it's on a related issue, because they've lowered the speed limit through the Brock, and we were, well, as far as I was aware, we weren't consulted, it just happened.
We were.
We were, but we weren't told of the decision.
I didn't.
They put out a survey asking us what pace, what speed limit should be, or do you recommend? And you know, tick some boxes or something, I think, if I remember. And that's the last we heard, and next thing you know, it's 50.
I was aware that they advised council, I believe, Mr. Director, you might give us an update there.
Yeah, certainly. Through you, Mr. Mayor, I would have to go back through the correspondence, because I believe it was prior to my starting, but that it was agreed to, because it was one of the things for me to follow up was when it was going to be done, but I could certainly go through the correspondence and find out what consultation we had, but prior to me, you know, commencing in the role, my understanding was that it had all been agreed to and was going to be adopted.
I don't think council agreed to it.
Well, no, we were asked if we had any objections to the speed limit being reduced to 50.
In the papers.
Okay.
I can't remember that.
Sorry, I've sidetracked the meeting.
Well, I think that mostly it's up to the, obviously, the designated road RMS to decide whether in the draft budget and the planning for the, you know, for the main street of Lockhart, this is quite a few years ago, I know the then director and myself were talked about this and don't get a real choice if they decide to change it anyway, or vice versa. If you want it changed, they still get to say, well, no, we don't think that it should be reduced to 40 because it's not a school zone or it's not a, you know, and they just don't do it.
Yeah, I realise it was we have no control over it. But
it's a state road.
I didn't think they came to us and said, okay, we've reduced it to 50. I knew there was a thing that we have any objections. And didn't we put it out on the survey somewhere that there was I can remember Jade was saying, oh, I could walk across that.
Well, I have a feeling that RMS put out something through their thing to say that they were looking at bringing it into line with all the other towns along the.
Yeah.
Except for Gerodry, which is still 60 for some reason. But anyway, it's.
It's their decision, but.
Are we having any adverse feedback on it?
Well, my wife thinks it's a terrible idea.
Well, I know a few who have been booked think it's a great bad idea. I've got to say that I've had more positive comments about it from people who have got children and whatever over that side of the town, that it's a lot safer. Yes.
Last question, following from Mr. Rockworth, does it mean that if we go and put this up and people say they want to do it, doesn't mean it's going to happen?
Correct.
So we've got to go back to the
Correct. So it's not a decision that.
But we've ticked it off and ticked it off. That's
yeah,
right.
It doesn't.
Okay. Further questions? I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 8, investment and bank balances report. The recommendation is that the April 2023 investment and bank balances report be received and noted. that the that the responsible accounting officer statement be noted and the report be adopted. Do I have a mover? Councillor Driscoll, Councillor Hunter. Questions?
Where are you finding the money, Craig?
Sorry?
The money seems to be appearing. It seems very financial.
You Jim Chalmers, are you?
It's a statement.
From previous government.
Mr. Corporate, do you want to make a comment?
Oh, just through Mr. Mayor, look, the funds available are sort of partly inflated at the moment because one of the funding streams that are coming for the roads, they've given it to us, you know, before we've spent it. So majority of grants these days are you spend and get reimbursed. This one, they put into our bank account and we're going to nominate what we're going to spend it on.
Thank you. All right, we have a mover and a seconder. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 9, quarterly budget review. The recommendation that the information, A, the information be noted, and B, the adjustments in income, expenditure and reserves in the March 2023 quarterly budget review be adopted, and C, carried forward as reported to be funded from reserves be adopted. Do I have a move? Councillor Walker? Councillor Driscoll? Questions? No questions. I'll put that then. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Item 10, which I'm sure you've all been reading. Draft operational plan budget and draft delivery program estimates 24 to 25 to 26 27. The recommendation is that Council endorses for the purpose of public exhibition the draft operational plan budget 2023-24 and delivery program budget estimates 24 25 to 26 27, incorporating the revenue policy and fees and charges, and B, following the 28-day public exhibition period, Council further consider the draft documents at the Council meeting to be held on the 19th of June 2023 in conjunction with any public comments or submissions received for the purposes of adoption prior to 30 June 2023. Do I have a mover? Councillor Driscoll. Seconder? Councillor Walker. Questions? Councillor Matthews. After a very long, drawn-out process, yes.
I haven't asked in some of the minutes or something didn't come through on email, sort of certain communities are selling the houses from people that don't pay the rent. And the fees and charges, with the additional costs coming through on this latest scenario, should we have you seriously look at the fees and charges that we're currently to see whether we can do any bit of work on them? Because it's, I'd imagine that's one way of reducing some of the problems.
Mr. General Manager or Mr. Corporate Director, who would like to answer that one?
Three, Mr. Mayor. The first one, Councillor Matthews, yes, it's all legislated in the Act about when you can. So if for a house, it has to be unpaid rates for up to 5 years, and then you've got to go through a process of you know, notification, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For vacant land, I believe it's 1 year. Council has not gone down that path since I've been here. I know Federation did in the last couple of years, and sort of they get to a certain stage and that generally triggers some sort of payment. So that's basically that. With the fees and charges, look, for Lockhart, our significant fees and charges are to do with domestic waste and our sewer management charges. Other than that, the majority of our other charges, they're of such low volume that increasing them by even a significant percent is not going to generate sort of significant returns because they're so low volume. So, look, you know, we sort of, you know, with cemetery charges, you know, we sort of, it's more about sort of you know, making sure we do cost
work. A stationary photocopy of all and I wonder whether it would be, I know they're small, but I was going to ask, you know, what's the total expenditure from that, or income from that on an annual basis? It's not much.
Well, look, for photocopying, using as an example, we, I suppose, strategically position our pricing point to be higher than other options in town. To one, we don't want that to become a core business of what we do, and also to promote people going to other local businesses to do that function.
One area that I'd love us to consider charging additional fees for is people coming from outside the shire to dump in our rubbish in our tips. We do get quite a number of people from Wagga come out to, and Yeronquinty to because it's a lot easier than having to sort it all and take it into
into
Wagga.
Is that the same price? We change the same price.
Yeah, we charge the same price.
No, it's double, isn't it?
Don't we?
No.
No, it's double.
Well, I don't know whether there is an additional charge.
Yeah, there's a separate set of charges in our fees and charges for non-residents.
So how does the operator know that they're from, he only takes your rego number. He doesn't ask where you live.
Not quite sure.
Maybe that's an internal matter that we need to...
We
need to take up. Okay, thank you for that.
It's usually a driver's licence they ask to look at because they'll have an address.
Okay.
Mr Mayor, can I make a comment?
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to point out that the councillors, there are another two items on the agenda that we haven't dealt with yet that could have an impact on the budget. One is the councillor fees, and of course the other one is in closed session in relation to the caravan park.
So
depending, you know, obviously we haven't, you know, we can't preempt what council will decide, so they're not factored into the draft that's before you now, but we can make the changes once those decisions are made. The other thing I wanted to point out is we have received a request from the Yuron Creek Hall Committee for an increase in their subsidy from $4,200 to $4,500. It's an amount of $300, so it's not significant in the context of the budget, but it came in after the agenda was finalised. If you like, we can just treat that as a submission to the budget while it's on exhibition and deal with it when the whole budget comes back to you in June for adoption with any other submissions we get.
Okay, people all happy with that? All right, I'll put that then. All those in favour, say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 11. Classification of land, 97 Green Street, Lockhart. Recommendation that council classify the land situated at 97 Green Street, Lockhart, and described as Lot 1 DP 1016809 as operational land. Have a mover? Councillor Sharp, Councillor Rockwood. Put any questions? Put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Item 12, policy reviews. Two policies are scheduled for review in accordance with the 3-year cycle referred to. Policies for consideration. Recommendation that the following policies as presented be adopted. A, policy 1.5, privacy plan and privacy code of practice. B, policy 1.18, public interest disclosures and reporting. Do I have a mover? Councillor Day. Councillor Walker, questions? I'll put that, all those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Moving along. Item 13, community satisfaction survey. Sure, you all read that with much interest. A recommendation that council notes the results of the 2023 community satisfaction survey and the responses to the issues raised contained in this report. Have a mover. Councillor Matthews, seconder. Councillor Walker, questions? Councillor Matthews.
The how do you receive the information about council is an interesting one. You look at local newspapers have dropped down to 48%, down to 7%. Council newsletter has dropped back as well. Late notices were to and fro. Websites moved up. Facebook moved up. Word of mouth. So I think there's been a change in the communication side of things. And if we don't get that right, well, we can't expect to get the rest of these things right, because if we're only getting people aren't probably reading the numbers. So I think we need to have a serious look at how we actually provide that information. And it can't be just Facebook, because there's not everybody uses Facebook. But maybe there's other ways we can look at it. Maybe
TikTok.
I don't think so. There may be some other things. We might have some suggestions as to why we can overcome. Because the local newspaper not being there, and the council news letter dropping off a little bit, which is a bit disappointing. I think it's a great maybe there's something that we should be looking at.
Interesting you should raise that. I ran into an old citizen of the Rock who now lives in Newcastle, and he still reads with great interest the council newsletter every month. So they, someone here sends it to them or whatever. They reckon it's a great way to keep informed of what's happening. Look, I think we are revamping our Facebook and our information things on here, and I think we did put some money aside, did we not, Mr. General Manager, for some revamp of some of our...
I think...
On the suggestion of Councillor Hunter?
That's right. In out of that $1 million grant that came from the Office of Local Government, the suggestion was a social media strategy, particularly around, you know, communicating during natural disasters. But what I've suggested in my report here is that we could really expand that to just have a broader brief rather than just natural disasters.
And one thing I think the idea about sourcing, not being critical of the insourcing, but the outsourcing, because again there's no indication of age, the demographics of age is sort of, I think you'd find it very surprising the number of people, or the few number of people of a younger age group that even bother responding. So I think there's a lack of information there, we shouldn't get too
I think that's a relevant point, and that's why we're going for a bigger survey next one, done independently, to give us a real... Councillor Rockliffe.
Just through you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to note that I have had, for some time now, but I've been waiting for this to come out. It's getting more relevant that, for whatever reason, that the community... are not perceiving the council in certain areas in a good way. We've gone from the ones virtually in the lows under 10% to over the 10%, gone from the twos, roughly the same as the 16.5 and 5, and now we're 26%. It's just going to a point where, all right, should this be looked at? There has been some communication made to me in areas, and it stands out here that we're gradually, ever so gradually over the years, falling to a not satisfied in the image of the community.
Well, I've read those points too, but there's two issues I take is that really, there was only 42 respondents. I know, it's only 42 respondents, and that's why I think if we have a professional survey done, that will give us a better indication of... And I think a lot of those complaints were related to Emily Street and flooding. So they were single issue areas there, and I think... if you read all the comments that came through on that, everyone got a copy of the, that was sent out to them, I think we sent that out, didn't we?
Yeah, right.
So, a lot of them were single issues. There was a few personalities, including yours truly, and Councillor Driscoll, we got an honourable mention at the Rock. So it was, look. I take your point, and it is a little bit disconcerting to see that you know, where the overall satisfaction, where we used to score reasonably well in the fives, we're down considerable there.
I think it would be advantageous to make sure that we keep, and unfortunately, a lot of people I speak to, as you say that, say, well, do you, you know, return these, you know, even when it comes out? And unfortunately, in this day and age, a lot of people just say, oh, I couldn't be bothered doing it because where does it go? Now, all right, if we had a more would that change it or not? I don't know. But I do. I think it's advantageous for us to make sure that we keep our finger on the pulse on not so much Emily Street even. It's the broader...
I don't disagree. And I think, you know, to say whether it would go anywhere, of course it will go anywhere because, you know, the whole council's up for re-election in 2024, so people can also have their say very much so there if they're, you know, dissatisfied with what council's doing. Councillor Marsden.
I think you've got to look at the bigger picture. Firstly, if only 42 respondents, that means that there's only 42 people that are really... Out of that 42 people, most of them would be complainants. So the other part of the council, other part of the shire, is happy with how council works. And I think that's how you look at it. Also, the information received about council from the councillors, this council here goes through the mayor. So the mayor's going to cop most of the
flak.
Abuse, flak. Huh. Whereas as you compare that to Wagga Council, they're up saying their own things. We're here as a group. And it goes through one voice in this council, and I think it's a good way that we are doing it, as opposed because we look united then, as opposed to Wagga Council look like they're not united. They're just there to fight one another. So not a fight's not a real good word, but oppose one another in their decisions. So I think it's a good. Actually, a positive return. So you can look at it either way, and that's how I look at it. If there was 1,000 returns, then I'd be starting to worry. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Marsden. Councillor Hunter.
You can look at things quite differently. I'm quite concerned that only 71 responded, and that 42 mainly answered, with the majority of answering the questions. So, like in the previous surveys. What were the respondents for those ones? Do we have those figures available? Are we on par or are we dropping off there as well?
No. Through you, Mr. Mayor, on the most recent previous survey, the number of respondents was about 111. So it was certainly more, but again, you wouldn't probably say a significant number. I think with the more sophisticated survey that we're talking about having made provision for in a future budget, I think a lot of that is by phone. So they are continually ringing, you know, residents at random until they get a certain number. Is that your understanding, Mr. Mayor?
The Marina Water runs a similar one, that they target each LGA and they've got to get so many out of each LGA to get a response. So you get a good cross-section of how the organisation is being represented.
Yeah. So I think that's why you're guaranteed a better response that way. We're here, we're just relying on someone to take the initiative to respond, yeah.
And I think there is a general, I agree with Councillor Ross, but there's a general shift from five down to one on all of these questions. I think we're going that way. We want to be paying attention to this and be moving that way. So, and I think that, to me, Facebook user, that's just stands out as well. But I think we also need to create some positive stories about things that we do, like not just dwelling on the negative. I think we've got to get out there and do some positive promotion, some feel-good stories about what we're doing, what we're up to, instead of dwelling on the negative.
Thank you. Further comments, questions? All right, I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carry. Item 14, fees payable to the Mayor and councillors. The recommendation that council determine the annual fees payable to the Mayor and councillors for the period of 1 July 2023 to 30 June 2024. As you appreciate, there was a 3% increase granted by the tribunal. Currently, the councillors have been at the midpoint and the mayor on the maximum. Would somebody like to make a recommendation?
Status quo.
Councillor?
Recommend that we have the or implement the 3% increase across both areas. Councillors and mayor.
So the status quo remains the same with the 3% increase. Can you second that, Councillor
Rockwood?
If I can just clarify, Mr. Mayor, so that means the midpoint of the range for
yes,
councillors and the maximum for the
yes.
mayor.
Yes. Any speakers for or against? Okay. No speakers for or against. I'll put that. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Questions and statements? Starting on my right, Councillor Rockcliffe.
Oh, I don't know why Mo's laughing.
He's looking at me.
You're laughing, not because of any major reason. Nothing, just to me.
You okay? Thank you. Councillor Walker.
I'm okay, thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hunter.
Lights for sporting ovals. I'll get in first. Just wondering where we're up to with that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, each, so it's the one project each, I'm dealing with each user group on, I suppose, a solution. And yeah, I believe, the rock, what's been recommended is that generally an audit is always good because a lot of this infrastructure is old, not just the poles but the lighting, the conduit and everything else. So we got Tim Sullivan works for a organisation that does a whole lot of the the work for one of the worldwide lighting companies, Musco, and he's done an audit on the rock Rec Ground lighting infrastructure, and I only just received that report late this afternoon, so I haven't had a chance to look at it. And then that we're putting in a grant application to the AFL for lights at the Rock Rec Ground and the Osborne Rec Ground. And I believe there is work underway, or there's progress with lighting at the temporary, or sort of, I suppose, a short-term fix for lighting at the Osborne. With Lockhart, I've got a meeting tomorrow with a representative from Rockola and our newly appointed project officer, and we're going to try and get the poles at the Lockhart Red Ground, for want of a word, retro certified, to say that they can sort of hold this load and this area for lighting infrastructure. So that's sort of, I suppose, a brief summary of each of the three we're up to at the moment. Does that
okay.
help answer?
Councillor Harder?
Yep, thank you.
No other questions?
I'm sure there'll be some that way.
Councillor Sharp?
I have some about the roads for the Director of Engineering. I went down the Pleasant Hills Osborne Road the other day, and there's a at the end of the southern end of the Lallarook Lane, there's basically a washout across the road because the water comes from the east on the north side of the road, can't get through the culvert and runs over the road. We put gravel in there before. Somehow we need to either shift the culvert or put another one in. Because it's quite a hump that it's washed now. Maybe we need to have a look and see if we could move the culvert, or I might talk to you after about it and just see. But that's one. I've had a couple of residents from Uhlensteins Road over on the close to Henty ring me up and tell me the road's in very poor condition at present. wondered when a grade is going to come and if it could come with some gravel. And Clancy's Lane, there's a, apparently a big pothole. I haven't had a chance to drive down there, but a big pothole down there somewhere that needs some gravel and a bit of grading.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Smith. Thank you. I'll take those questions on those. I'll come back to you. But from the sound of it, a lot of those works will be tied up in our flood recovery work that we're doing at the moment. So we're just starting that program with the funding that we've got. So a lot of the things like the first culvert you mentioned, doing all of that work is all tied up in that program, which, yeah, we had to wait until we got the approval to spend that money. But I'll come back to you on the specific ones.
Thank you.
That's you. Councillor Matthews.
New officer, with the very recent advent of Sister City on the agenda and the fact that we're going to be working that through the education side of things, I think that the need for youth officers has been increasing value. I think we need to be very serious about when we do our budgets. That's something that is vital, I think, in terms of moving forward there. The CATS, this is not Geelong Football Club room, this is the CATS are an ongoing problem. I'd like, is it possible to get a report on what we can do about it? Is it possible?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, certainly what sort of specifics would you be looking at in the report?
Yeah, I'm not sure how we solve the problem.
Just options for...
I heard this morning on the radio that the government's giving $200 million to improve flood notification. And one of the things they're going to do is check all the flood gauges. I'm interested, do we have flood gauges in our shop? And if
yes.
So, who maintains them and who looks after them? Is there, can we report on that or someone?
Yes, sorry, through you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, we do have gauges in there accessible by mobile phone or app. I would have to check which users I have access on my phone. It was set up prior to I started, so I'm not sure, but I could provide a list of
so
people
we've
who have
got
access.
Gauges in the area and ensuring the electronic in the area.
Yes.
Waterline, yes, they're on there. The one in Mangapai keeps us informed when the
so
rock's going to flood.
Last thing, I did get out, we probably noticed that there was a gentleman for the rock that was a bit bemused about the fact that I barred his, I blocked his phone call, his email. So I went back to him and I said, mate, I never block an email from anyone. And this is beyond me, I've got no idea. I'll come back to you. And I solved the problem. He actually spelt my name wrong, which doesn't help him with the, but I did explain to him at the time. I was being very nice to him. I said, my advice in going forward would be to contact the general manager who had spoken and sorted out, and I would run me before you went to print. I thought that is what I suggested to Mr. Miller, that he needs to be more service bit. So we'll hear that.
You're on the long list.
I'm hung off them.
Councillor Mitt Driscoll.
You don't get off.
Yes, please. I have a couple. Director of Engineering, I think. The King's Own Hotel, do we have any progress or is there any word of what might be happening there or is anything happening?
Through Ms. Mayor, haven't heard any update in recent times, but I can come back to you.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If nothing's come through council, there's no way.
Can I just ask one more? Is that, you can see from the road now, like, there's paint on some of the sliding doors, there's sometimes a door open. So is it vandals getting in there now?
The next one to Director of Corporate Services, I think it's one. The works at the rec ground, I gave my key to the builder to get him to be able to start the month. There's been no progress whatsoever. And that was a fortnight ago, and he was to start on that Friday or whatever. What's happening with that?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, so you're probably aware that we've appointed a new project officer, and that's one of the projects that I'm working with handing over. he's actually been in contact with the builder, and his words were to our project officer, I believe he was going to start last Monday.
Nothing's happened.
I believe there was someone there today, I think.
I wasn't there today.
Yeah, well, I saw a truck and something right parked out there today.
I will follow that up tomorrow, and I'll get back to you.
Thank you. We've cleared it all out. It's all ready to go. So. And the last one, the lights. So my understanding is that we're not going to get the funding required to do those lights. Like, it's over $300,000. My understanding, and I have Tim Sullivan, etc. I know him. And a little bit of background around the AFL application, I'm not confident. So all I'm asking now is, can there be a plan B? So plan A is to have the LED lights, which you need a huge tower for. Can we just go back, because all we need is lights, to have normal lights? There's conjecture around the earthing of the towers. Can we just look at how we can get lights on those towers? And it was said that there were 5 working lights. When it rains, there's only 2. So can we look at plan B, just making those towers safe, how they are, and putting just normal lights up there so that we actually have lights on the ground? We're not ever going to play a night game there. We just need working lights. If we get $300,000 spent on lights at the Red Ground, happy days, but I can't see that ever happening in my lifetime, so all I want are lights that work at the Red Ground.
Through Mr. Mayor, look, I haven't come across the estimation of 300,000. The estimations I've had from 2 lighting experts is around 2 to 220. But I am more than happy to follow up and investigate your suggestion of plan B.
Plan B, please. If we can have a plan B, if we can't achieve that, we've got $100,000. Surely to heaven, we can achieve something with $100,000 to have lights for the Red Ground.
I'll follow that up and get back to you.
Thank you.
And just further to that, I did speak to the regional manager of AFL, and he said the maximum we'll get out of the AFL would be $50,000. Or $200,000 if you've got a brand new complex coming together, like a new ground or something. Yeah.
Okay, that's
really
done. Thank you.
Okay, anyway.
That $100,000 you've got, is that grant money, or is that savings from the Red Ground?
That's grant money.
That's grant money, is it? Yeah.
Through Mr. Mayor, $93,000.
Councillor Day.
Yes, I'm very, very excited about this gymnasium. You know what you mean? Very, very excited about the gymnasium. And we had a huge community response. There was no negativity whatsoever. Everybody, and paramedics, they're very excited, police are very excited, Woodhaven, the hospital, the community, everybody wants it. And unlike other times when it hasn't had full community push, but this time, wherever I go, everybody's wanting it. So I'm very excited for possibility. Second thing, if I could follow through on our Fogania.
On your road?
Just to say that the Fogania land is in poor condition, and the farmers, they're concerned. They're starting to use other roads. So thank you for that. And then the last point I have today is, Councillor Matthews, I agree with you regarding the youth officer. I saw in the budget that there was $23,000 put aside for the youth officer, which, you know, isn't a lot. But where does that, if I could ask that question, where does that money, go if we don't have a youth officer?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we will investigate options of getting a youth officer. That funding in the budget was based on the scenario job share arrangement, and we're sort of, if we went down the path of engaging someone ourselves, it would probably cost a little bit more, but that is something that if we go down that path, we'd probably bring a report back to council and make a quarterly budget adjustment in sometime down the track.
Thank you.
Councillor Marsden.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I've got 2 points. We have the EV charging stations now at the Rock. Are they operational?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the ones at the Rock are operational. However, the EV owner would have to have their own cable to connect to that at the moment. The cables have arrived today, so they'll be taken over there, which will make it easier, but yes, they are operational. But I want to test them with the cable because we don't have the cable. It's only right today to sort out how it's working. But they're online, so if someone had their own cable, they could go and use it.
Put a finger there, nothing happened.
So. <That's good.
laughs> Anyway, with that, going with that, seeing they're operational, we need signage. Also, because nobody knows what they are. So we need the signage there, and maybe a lines put in for where the cars get parked when they're getting charged, so people know it's a charging station and it's there for a reason rather than they're not.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I think signs definitely a good idea, and the line marking as well is also a good idea. There are the apps, electric vehicle chargers, drivers download that shows you the location of all.
Yep.
We had people turn up here at council because the ones, even though they weren't running, they came up on the map and they came in and asked us where the charger was, but yep, they weren't operational. But definitely signs is, I'll arrange to get some signs
in. I'd like to put it out there from the rec ground website as well, so we can advertise it. Also, is there procedures? I haven't had a look. Does everyone know what happens with an electric car?
I would say a procedure sheet would be a good idea. It's basically downloading the app onto your phone and then taking a photo of the QR code, and then you start charging.
Right,
but we could probably laminate something.
I'll talk about it offline anyway,
yeah,
so that we can get that set up. Sorry about that. So that's the EV done. The other one, I'd just like to inform council that the Rock RSL sub-branch has been awarded a grant from Saluting Their Services of $9,900. This grant is to contribute towards plaques, signage and lighting for the installation at the Rock Avenue of Honour Memorial Gardens up there. So we'd like to incorporate, as long as council know that we've got this money to put there, so if you're putting electricity through, that we can go from the electricity through to the gardens or something like that. So so I just thought I'd let you know, and we can incorporate as we go along with council to do that. So it's nearly 10,000, so it's not too bad.
Do we have a proposed start date on that, Mr. Director?
Yes, I believe the contractor has been engaged, so I would say in the next few weeks work will be started.
Right, so I'll talk again offline if there's any electricity or anything like that just needs to be installed. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, thank you. I have a couple of issues. You've answered one, that the estimate has come back for the repairs in Emily Street.
The design, right, good, okay.
We can talk about that. At the risk of being repetitive, on the corner of Breton and Urena Street, that water takes an inordinate amount of time to get away. I think I'm losing faith with my neighbours down there who said I would have something done about that. It would be appreciated if we could get a grader or something in there. I see where we've reinstated Hume Shire for our street sweeper. Do we have any indication when that's going to commence?
Uh, Through Mr. Mayor, I sent, I sent the details through probably 3 weeks ago, so I'll have to follow up when they're going to do it, but yeah, I don't have the exact time frame, sorry Mr. Mayor.
Okay, and the last one was the those back lanes up around Norman Street and Davison Street. Have they been completed?
As far as I was aware, all the back lanes had been completed, Mr. Mayor. I have to check if you've got specific ones, I can go and have a look.
Yeah, I think I raised them at the last one where there was some couple of back lanes that were missed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll follow that up. Okay, Mr. General Manager, do you have anything you wanted to...
I did have a couple of things, if I could, Mr. Mayor. One is I've just been asked to remind councillors about the annual business awards, which are on Wednesday the 31st, and if you haven't RSVP'd to our Tourism and Economic Development Officer, if you can do that this week, that would be appreciated. And secondly, I just wanted to thank Nano for stepping up at short notice and filling in, not only for getting the business paper out last week, but filling in this evening, and just to make councillors aware, the reason Sarah was away at short notice is her husband is in Sydney. He was up there for an organ transplant. He'd been on a waiting list for some time and then got the call up at short notice. As is the custom, we arranged for a fruit box in lieu of flowers to be sent up there, and Sarah's asked us that, you know, we convey her thanks to council.
Thank you. Right. Mr. Director, have any... Mr. Director?
No,
you didn't want to mention the Bombers' performance or anything? That's okay. I'll take that on board for later time. Well, someone was squawking last month how well they were going, but I just... All right, can we have somebody move us into closed session? Thank you, Councillor Marsden. Thank you, Councillor Sharp. All those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Against, carried. Neno, are you up? To give us a summary when you're finished what was discussed in closed business so that we're all clearer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So council was in closed session, passed two resolutions. The first in relation to item 15 was that in respect of the Lockhart Caravan Park expressions of interest, all applicants be offered a $15,000 flat rate plus 50% of the net profits, in the same order as the applicants appeared in the report, and the general manager be delegated authority to enter into a contract with a successful applicant for 1 year with the option of 2 1-year extensions.
Thank you.
And in relation to item 16, it was resolved that the information be noted and that a further report be presented to council and the outcome of council's for additional funding is known.
Thank you. There being no further business, I'll declare the meeting closed at 7:25, and a big thank you, Neno, for putting up with all that. That was very good.
This was an easy night, you know.
This is our latest meeting for a long time.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Councillor.
Councillor Ruckers
and Councillor Walker.
I thought you were in there somewhere.
Yeah, we've both already.